Okay.
But I was talking to him about.
We're dealing with the three stages of marriage that we see it in marriage, and that's the marshal for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we start Perek Vav, is Rayosi. And in the same way that in the marshal, Rayosi has three stages. We mentioned them, the Vort, the Erusin, and then Chupa and Yichud and Nisuin. So to Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been, follows that pattern, and that's what we're going to look at this morning, Bezrat Hashem.
That's stage 1, 2, 3.
I haven't seen it yet, so how can I answer your question about something I've never seen before?
You've seen it,
no? No, we haven't. We're about to do it now. There's the vort, which is the commitment to getting married. There's the erusin, which is the achana, and then there's the actual nisui. That's what you're talking about. I don't know.
So stage 1, 2 is like inspiration and actualization.
Maybe you're lying. I don't know. I heard your question. I'm busy with something else now. I can't go there. I can't think about that now because I'm thinking about something else now. I can only think of one thing at a time. I don't know. Process it. Have a look and see. I have to do all the work for you. Think about it. You have the tools. Go and analyze it and see how it works. It says the Hashiduch. At the Bris Baina Besorim, Avram Avinu and Kodesh Baruch Hu entered into a covenant. That's Kaviyochel Hashiduch. Avraham Avinu mishtabed mitzido Hashem shehu ubono v'choro mishtabed b'kol koichel ma'ei v'esabriel l'shleimus. Avraham Avinu committed, obligated himself and his children after him. How you can do that is not our subject, but that's what he did. With all his strength to bring the Bria to its shleimus. The man matarazu, in order with that goal in mind, he's prepared to do whatever the Chosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests of him. And that kesh of imuna, of faithfulness, that's how we're translating imuna now, that bond of faithfulness will never be weakened between the Chosen, on the Chosen side anyway. Ramot HaKashim, despite the difficulties, and Avraham Avinu was shown all the difficulties, and he must skim to all of it. Whenever you're going through a problem or a suffering or whatever, know that Avraham Avinu saw it and said, it's okay, I'm happy for my son to go through that. But Avraham Avinu at the Brisbane Asorim saw the entire world history, so to speak, and he agreed to it. In fact, we'll see, he even requested the suffering you're going through. We'll see. We'll see. So he that's it. They won't swap and go somewhere else because it's getting a bit hard. Yes, Hashem, you know what? We're going somewhere else. No, total dedication, exclusive commitment. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, since this is a covenant, you need two sides. So Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzido ishtabed lekalos Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshabbated himself, obligated himself to the color that's Knesset Yisrael. Ki lo yamiram v'lo yachlifam b'shum umma v'acheres. So to Hashem, he's not going to get rid of Klal Yisrael, he's not going to get another umma. Heim yu am segula, we're his treasured nation, v'rak heim yiskulei v'esoilam v'tikunai, only they will be able to bring the world to its final fruition. And tachlis abriya v'nezer tifal to l'netzach. They're the purpose of the Bria, and they're the glorious crown eternally. That's what happened to Brisbane number 7. There was a commitment to this, but nothing happened yet. It was just a commitment, the obligation to do what needs to be done. Once again, let's just learn what's being said here first. I don't know. Let's see. We're talking about what the obligation was. You're discussing afterwards where they didn't fulfill their obligation. We're talking about what happened at the, when you're sitting in a vault, no one's saying, yeah, but what happens if the color goes with another guy? And what happens if he starts? That's not what you do at a vault. You ever been to a vault and they're sitting there, the mechutanim is sitting and say, okay, what's going to happen if the color likes somebody else and she goes and the chosen finds, or the chosen finds another woman you want to? That's not what gets discussed at a vault. So we're at a vault now. So I don't want to discuss what may or may not happen after the vault, if you don't mind. Let's see. The answer to your question is that no matter what happens, this bond will never be broken. No, from both sides.
Because it's a parent-child.
You will always be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kala, no matter what you do. From your side as well. No matter what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does to you, you will always be faithful to them. If you're not, you'll deal with the consequences of that. Klal Yisrael today is still Klal Yisrael, and we still get individuals may decide to get divorced. Fine, but Knesset Yisrael, who entered into the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's an unbreakable bond. There'll be individuals. Hey, we're not perfect. We have a thing called Tshuva. We have a thing called Gehenna. There are a lot of things that will rectify those. It's a lot of subject, Aksha.
Color, it's not sun.
No, we moved out of sun and we're now in Reyos. Okay. So there is room for a divorce. You just said this is not sun.
Yeah.
Sun, there's no divorce. In marriage, there's a thing called divorce. Okay. But you normally don't discuss that at the vault either. At the vault, you're not discussing what's going to be if there's a divorce. That's usually not what happens. We're at the vault at the moment, okay? With the Brisbane Abbasorium, and we're discussing the commitment that Kodesh Baruch Hu made and Avraham Avinu. Let's see as we go through Jewish history, what happens and how it happens. Some very interesting stuff waiting for you against this matrix. Okay. Tochka de Chris's Brisbane Abbasorium, at the Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. At the Brisbane Abbasorium, fantastic, yeah, watch what happens. Akosh Bohu notifies Amram Avinu. Yodua teida kige ye zarecha be'eretz lo lehem. You shall know, he tells Amram Avinu. Your children are going to be strangers in a strange land. That's not theirs. Va'ovdum ve'inoy sam arba ma'ot shanai. They're going to be tortured for 400 years. This is what he tells him at the board. 400 years of ivdu ve'inui, torture. Inyan zeu l'choyre temur, v'ini dar kishaloyna. This is just as surprising as Ellen's question was. You're at the vault and you're asking, what about if they're not faithful to each other? Very strange. Mekubu shelifnei chatuna, achosen sholeach l'kalosei savloynois v'doyroynois. Our minag is that before the chasana, the husband, the color, the future, chosen, sends presents and flowers and whatever to the color. Vilukan, matanoisya shela chosen, he, v'ovdum v'onoisam ave me'ot shana. Yeah, what the chosen sells the color is a promise that you will be tortured for 400 years. Beautiful bouquet of flowers. With a little note written in black ink. 400 years of torture, that's what I'm offering you. Valdi. How do you understand it? As a maral, whose job is to open up our eyes and our minds a little bit, Mavair explains. Sometimes the chzug can get into arguments and fights. Merivot from Loshen Mar. The husband can turn around and say, this is not what I bargained for. This is not what I entered into. There's a mekach tos here. Had I known she was this or this or this, there's no way I would have got into the marriage. It's a mekach tos. He doesn't want a divorce. He wants to mevatel the nisuin lemafreya. Huvra lo shereyosa enu doy metalad mus shelakale kifu shayisineris lo b'shal seirusin. This woman I married isn't what you presented at the erusin. There was deception here, and what you brought to the erusin is not what I married. V'lo adas kainu noso isalishi. Didn't marry all das there, and therefore it's a mekach tos. That can happen sometimes. Michelle Kachi, Golokorish Bohu Zarosh Labrino, Le Cheshkas Eretz Mitzrayim. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael into the darkness, into the pit of Mitzrayim. In that terrible galus, where Klal Yisrael hit Memte Sharei Tuma, which we have no idea what that means. At that moment, they had nothing left of the glory, of the beauty, of the heritage, of their ancestors. They were completely enslaved. Vein beguf, vein beruchoy, to the chomrios, to the incredible physicality of Mitzrayim. And davke mitoich matzav no choze lokcham Hashem loy lekala. And it's in that matzav that Hashem says, please, will you marry me? Not after she's gone to the beauty salon for 12 hours before the first date, and you see her in all her painted glory, and then you marry her, and afterwards you realize, 1 second, I don't know, it was a mask. No, he took Clarice out of the garbage heap of society when she was at Memte Sharei Tuma. I took you as a nation when? You couldn't get worse. I took you at rock bottom. The matzav hayirud beyoyis. I can no longer tie a mekach tos, says Hashem. Because I saw you at your worst. And at your worst, I agreed to marry you. So you can't turn and say, I don't know, you were so bad, I wouldn't have married you, because you knew that I was at Memte Sharei Tuma when you agreed to marry me. So Hashem locked for himself that option of timing Mekach Tos. Nifle. That's a maral. The Mati Bedrega Zuloilam Lotigiu. You'll never get worse than that. Sorry. That was his guarantee to Avram Avinu, that no matter where they go, I can never tie her. That's not what I had in mind. Because I took them at their worst. They can't get worse than this. This is as bad as it gets. So now they locked in. He never has a tie of makeup clause. He can still tie a divorce. We'll see. We'll see. There's still a divorce option open, no? There's not a son. We'll see where that door got locked. Shnia. That door got locked. You'll see.
Who's the son? Who's
Kala? There's no son. There's a husband and a wife. The son we finished with. The son we did. That was in Perig. Yeah. Hey, we're in Perig Vov now. There's a husband and a wife. And in Erusin, you don't have a father and a son. In Erusin, you have a chosen and a Kala.
What do we do with the father and the son?
We're changing status now. No, one second. Whoa. Complete. We need to get clear. We started off saying that there's two primary relationships that the Torah describes with Knesset Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. The first one is a father-son relationship. We looked at that. We're putting that aside now. And now we're looking at the husband-wife relationship. Two separate relationships.
It could be one and the same.
Those are the two primary. There's many. We refer to as many things. We refer to as avadim. We many, many different things. Right now, we're focusing on Ben, which we've done. We put that aside. And now we're focusing on husband, wife, Chos and Kala. Hashlava Hashemi Kereyochel Hayo Erusim Bin Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Yisparach Hoitzes Kalosa Mitoich Savlois Mitzrayim Ba'oisus Uba'moifsim Vavtiach Lo. The second stage is the Erusin between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem takes the Kala out of the torture of Mitzrayim in a blaze of glory, in an utter total blaze of glory. Moifsim, Makas, Kris Yamsuf, Moifsim, Vamoifsim. And he promises them, Varastich li lo'ilam, you are betrothed to me lo'ilam, forever. Now they are considered the chosen people. We are the chosen people, however politically incorrect it is to say, but in saying that, we are the chosen people, unapologetically. And we are exclusive to Hashem and to no other causes whatsoever. Because that's the definition of a marriage, is it's exclusive. Avdihein v'lo avodim l'avodim. You are my avodim, you are my slaves, and you are not avodim to anybody else. Al yaday eru sinas yisakala mekudeshes l'choset u'meyuchedes loy. That's what Kiddushin does. It does two things. It cuts you off from everybody else, and it makes you meyuchad to who you mekudeshes to. That's what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. We became meyuchad to our Kodesh Baruch. Kiddushin. Once again, we're not discussing history, we're discussing Shoroshim. We're discussing the principle, the application. We'll see how that applies out. We're discussing the principle and defining a term. So, Machinam. We're talking about what is going to represent Klal Yisrael. The ones that never came out are now you and me. The 80% of Klal Yisrael that never came out of Mitzrayim are you and me. That's what the Maharal says. The neshamas that never came out are going to come out just before Mashiach comes. And they're going to get to Nun Sharei Tuma. Ah, but when you get to Nun Sharei Tuma, you can't get out. That's before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, with a Koich of Torah, you can get out of even Nun Sharei Tuma. Zashlek the Maharal somewhere. So the neshamas that are going to greet Mashiach will be the neshamas that never came out of Mitzrayim. Those neshamas have to get sorted out somehow. You'll see they didn't come out of Mitzrayim because they were a shoyim, because they were a shoyim that came out of Mitzrayim. They were terrible shoyim that came out of Mitzrayim. The entire Erev Rav, who is still suffering from Ada Yom Hazeh, came out. Dosan Vari, the Aviram, who weren't the biggest tzaddikim nistorim, came out of Mitzrayim, so there was nothing to do with the Tzadik or Rosh. We'll see later why they never came out. That's what the Maharal says. I'm sure others disagree. You don't have to start feeling bad because you never came out of Mitzrayim. We all stood at our Sinai. How could you? You never came out of Mitzrayim. The Seder. We don't understand anything. That's the first thing to understand. Avoda? Yeah. Hashlav Hashlish. Cool. We're nearly there. We're almost at Sinai. Of course. I'm just discussing one small aspect. There's much more to Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you think this knowledge is Mitzrayim, no. We're trying to understand, we're using a muscle here. Nachinami. Just to get ready for the Ikka preparation for the wedding took place in Sfiras HaOmer. From straight off the Kriyas Yam Suf until Matan Torah, there was the Hachana for the Shidduch, for the Nisui. Yeah, we'll see. Hashlav HaShlishi Hushlav HaChupa. Gumamed HaSinai Shebonema V'yayid HaShem Al HaSinai. The Nisuin, the final culmination of this process of this Shidduch, it started at Bris Bein HaBasarim, and is now, we're going under the Chupa Kaviyochol, HaKagigis, that takes place at HaSinai. When Hashem comes down on the mountain, Kechosin Ayotzi Likras Kala, like a Chosin who goes out to greet his Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol Nosen Gam Tabat Kiddushin LeKlal Yisrael. Of course, Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a ring. What was the Shava Pruta? Luchois Habris. Asaras Adibrois, Shein Tamtzis Kolatayra Kula. As we know, the Luchois Habris, the Ten Commandments are the, what's the word? The Tamtzis, the essence, contains the entire Torah. One of the Talmidei Muvokim of the Vilna Gaon and in Kabbalah specifically. Yitzhak Isaac Chov was a great Mekubal and of the Talmidei Muvokim of the Vilna Gaon in those areas. And this is what he says as much as we can understand. And this is this bond, this very powerful, strong bond Shenizkatri Israel lo yisbaroch la Arusa, we became an Arusa b'matan Torah. V'nim shel divrazeh le tabat hanesuna be'etzva. This is like the ring that you put on your wife's finger under the chuppah. V'hu kesha haluchos shebo nechkoku yud hadibros. That's where the yud dibros are engraved on the luchos. Shem ksuvim be'etzva elokim. What were they written with? The luchos, what were they written on? How did Hashem write the Ten Commandments on the luchos? It says, be'etzva elokim, used his finger. He used his finger. He didn't use a 3D printer or a laser printer or one of those engraving machines. And no, he used his finger. V'nosom hu yisbarach l'Israel ala etzba. And of course, Baruch Hu gave it to Klal Israel on their finger, whatever that means. Kamo shenema. B'ni shmu amri v'metzvoysev k'sharim al etzboysecha kosfo laluach libcho. Okay, whatever that pasuk in Mishlei means, but what it's telling you is that you should bind these things that I'm giving you, these luchos, you must guard them, you must bind them on your heart with your finger. That's what the pasuk says in Mishlei. You have to bind them on your finger. They were written with etzba elokim, and you have to put them onto your heart, whatever that means, with an etzba. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava. Ein Sham in Sefer called Sias Yitzchok. Those who know how to find that, if you can read Hebrew, you can go learn Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava's. I don't know what he means. Let's see. Maimer Achuba Zeh Mugdo Benusach Hapaitim El Yoinim Sosu V'Tachtoinim Olz Ilzu V'Kabbalas Torah Haksuva Misinai Tor Kale Ma'od Nisale V'Kabbalas Yoim Zeh Asoros Hadibros. If you look in the mug on Peshuas, you'll see one of the piyutim there is this piyut. Elyonim sosu, the higher worlds were sosu, some kind of simcha. But tachtonim olzlu, and they were the lower worlds were olzu, another type of emotion. The Kabbalah satayra aksuva misina, with receiving the Torah that was written misina. Tor kalamod nela, the description of this kali is very, very, very nala, elevated. The Kabbalah's Yom Zeh Asoros Advarim. On this day, the reception, the receiving of the Asoros Advarim. Okay, so we understand, we don't understand too much. But Har Sinai is somehow called a marriage. There's an interchange of words here. You'll see there's a kiddushin taking place. But be that as it may, there's a marriage taking place here. The chosen comes down to meet the kalah, and he gives her a ring. He gives her the tabat, kiddushin, which is the shnei luchos abris. And it's got something to do with the finger. Fingers are very important here. You noticed. Who cares how Hashem wrote the luchos? He wrote the luchos. Anybody ever woke up in the morning thinking, I wonder how he wrote the luchos? Well, that's really, I'm not going to go to sleep tonight. I need to find out how Hashem wrote the luchos. It doesn't really bother too many people. But somehow you need to know Chazal and the pasuk in Mishlei. Some of this has something to do with etzbaot. You have to use your fingers somewhere. Whatever it is. This is asked the question, and let's assume tomorrow we'll go right in the Maral to understand more. Yeah, but let's just ask the question, then we'll stop with that. The Gemara in Shabbos in Peiches Samar Arab says like this. We know that Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu turned the mountain over Klal Yisrael and said to them, if you accept my Torah, all very good. But if not, there, I don't know where there is, because they were here with a mountain over their head. So I don't know where there was. But wherever there was, that's where you will be buried, which means if you don't take the Torah, I'm going to kill you. That's what it sounds like in our language, yeah? Sounds like a very obvious threat. Either you accept the Torah or you're going to die. That's what you hear, yeah? So the obvious question which everybody asks, famous question. that is famous, and as many answers to this question is this: why do we light 8 days of Hanukkah when there was only a miracle for 7 days? That's just one of those kind of questions, you know, everybody else's question. We already said, nah, seven Ishma. And when we did that, Hashem got very, very excited that we got it right. Who taught the secret of the Malachim to men and came down and gave us 2 crowns. We're very, very happy with us because he said, nah, seven Ishma. That sounds like a commitment. Do you want my Torah? Yeah, nah, seven Ishma. You don't take the Torah, I'm going to kill you. 1 second, calm down. I just said, I'll take it. What's with the threat? That's an obvious question, yeah? Tomorrow we'll see more from the Maharal. Such a good question. Huh? You tell your kid, please will you take out the garbage? He says, sure, Dad, no problem. I'm on my way. If you don't take out the garbage, I'll kill you.